Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller, it is hump day, and we're going to talk a little bit today about what's going on up yonder. And then tomorrow, I thought maybe we would kick off the peak of the moon wobble with a book from Steve Forrest, excerpt from Steve Forrest. So we'll try that. There is one energy shift tomorrow, and then I'm going to tell you about something special that we have going on. There is an energy shift tomorrow. Venus will become the oracle planet. So this is the last day for Neptune to be the oracle planet. That's the last one that comes up before the sun. Tomorrow, that energy shifts to Venus, which I would point out is one of the benefic planets, Venus and Jupiter. And Venus will stay in that position until June 4th. So all the way through April, all the way through May. Can I hear a yay? Then Venus will catch that Gemini sun at that point and move on. But Mercury, now moving fastly forward ahead, will catch up with that sun. And it will be in between just for 10 days from the 5th to the 15th. And then it's Lord Jupiter. Yay, hey, hooray. And we get that for quite a while. Jupiter will be the oracle planet. So between now and the middle of August, for most of the time, except for 10 days, listen to this. This is cool. Now, between the middle of August, except for 10 days, either Venus or Jupiter will be the planet that comes up into our daily sky before the sun. And we've had Neptune, and we've had some lies and deceptions come up and come out, have we not? I definitely think there is something to the oracle planet. Now, let me tell you real quick what we're doing around here for the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which will be on April 20th. Robert Glasscock and I are going to be doing a webinar on that afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern, a live webinar that's going to be done just like we do Level Up. In fact, you'll be able to watch it right on YouTube on an unlisted private link. You'll be able to interact just like we do on Level Up with the chat box thing. We're going to be taking questions throughout and at the end, and Robert is going to explain how the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus will affect each of us sign by sign, and when we get to yours, you will be looking for your rising sign and your sun sign. And those of you interested in doing readings, just going through this material related to Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus will give you a lot of great information from Robert on how to interpret those planets through all the signs. So it's a great learning opportunity. Registration is open, and it's available at the top of funastrology.com. What else is in the sky? Well, at 5:07 this morning, Eastern, everything Eastern here today, the moon enters Aquarius. There is going to be a drumbeat of independence for the next couple of days. And then speaking of Venus and Neptune both, they can join at 9:10 this morning in Pisces. Both of those energies, so the energy around love, money, beauty, etc., meets the gateway to our higher self. Ah, you say, I've never heard that about Neptune before. Well, think about it. It is. It is the connection to the home office. It is our redemption. Liz Green wrote a whole book on it, one of the most brilliant astrologers truly on the planet, called it the theme of redemption. Reconnecting to source, plugging back in to God. And if you think about it almost in a biblical context, what was the one thing that prevented us from plugging into God? Lies, deception, illusion, the serpent, the forbidden fruit, the false promise. Oh, you'll be just like God. That's the other side of Neptune. Doesn't that give us just a great visual of how we're going to process this? You want to be plugged in. You want to be the best you can be. You use this aspect to take a much deeper dive into the deep realms of your soul. And Venus represents love, which is the highest emotion there is. Another way to say this aspect, do you love yourself enough to go deep diving into the depths of your soul to open up that connection with God, with Source, with your redemption? Pretty heavy stuff, if you think about it. I'd love to know how many of you choose to spend some time over the day-to-day going to the depths. Wow, what a wonderful imagery. Do we love ourselves enough to really do some deep work? All right, let's move on. Thursday, the moon wobble peaks tomorrow. That's when the sun conjoins the north node, not until 6:10 p.m. Then, at the stroke of midnight Eastern Friday morning, Venus enters Aries. That's why it's important to catch that Neptune aspect while it's happening, because by the time Venus enters Aries early Friday morning, poor thing's going to be fanning herself for the next 3 weeks. Whew, it's a little hot in here. And while Venus is adjusting to the heat, later that morning at 7:12 on Friday, the moon enters Pisces. So the lunar influence the next couple of days is that don't tell me what to do, fierce independence, I want some change. Then you have Venus and Neptune, will you love yourself enough to do the deep work for that change, not just the surface work? And then, to cap it all off, if you do that, Friday, the moon will give you that wonderful, beautiful, deep, same Piscean connection. And it's really interesting, too, because remember, we talk about whenever something changes signs, who's there waiting for it but none other than good old Pluto. And Pluto will be in a sextile to Venus when Venus enters Aries. There's your radical transformation. This is going to be an interesting weekend ahead of us, and really because all of that is happening under the countdown to the eclipse on Monday. And watching my favorite weatherman out of Dallas, and they're talking about at least partly cloudy and could be mostly cloudy. And that was one of the reasons why I was like, I'm not going to risk that time of year in that part of the country. But I hope that for most of you who are planning to see it live, that the skies are clear and the day is bright and you're able to do so. I sure hope. All right, that sets us up. Think about this is a podcast to go back and maybe re-listen to, because there's a lot of real, those of you who are on your A game, this is an A weekend. It really is. Hope you catch it. I love you. I'll see you back tomorrow with some Stephen Forrest. Let's talk about the moon tomorrow from the Book of the Moon audiobook. Have a great day.